This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the Saturday edition, and it's the Independence Day edition of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll continue taking your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. We'll go to Mike in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Freedom, huh? Independence Day, right?
That's right.
Excellent. Yeah, you've talked a lot of things tonight. I really don't have the kind of point that, you know, you're probably looking for, but addressing that woman in Florida, you know, obviously she's a Republican. And
yes, just to recap, she said that she believes that history will find George Bush to be a good president. And I
if not a conservative one.
Yeah, I don't think that he did anything good. He dramatically increased the size of scope and the intrusiveness of the government. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, she brought the word democracy. And, you know, democracy in Iraq is not the kind of democracy that we would all hope to see. It's kind of a, it's a one-party democracy. It's kind of more like communism because they don't allow other religions there but Islam.
Well, you know, I don't really care how many parties there are. I don't want to see any democracy because, as Mark pointed out last hour, it's just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. It's majority rule. It's, you know, might makes right, basically. 51% say what goes, and the other 49% are enslaved to them.
You know, the point is that people can only base their decisions off the education and experiences they have. And if
sure.
they lack experience and lack education, or they have more propaganda than education, they're only going to act and think a certain way.
Right, like when she says that the Iraqi people have been set free by George W. Bush. I don't think the dead ones. Right, I don't think the ones that are dead would agree. Nor do I think the ones that have had their houses raided by American troops, their daughter raped and killed. I don't think that those Iraqis would feel the same way. But that's right back to what you were saying about her not having any experience or anything more than just propaganda from her side of the aisle.
Right, and so, you know, the reason why the Tea Parties and what you guys are doing will fail miserably is because people do not have their spirits and their hearts right. And what I mean by that is, as I said before, your experiences and your education, will that's what you'll base your decision-making processes on. Most people in a freedom movement or like you guys are involved in New Hampshire, you don't have your spirits and your heart in the right place.
Where would the right place be? For us,
well,
in New Hampshire.
Every bloody revolution and every change of government that's happened in the last 1,000 years, no one had their spirits and their hearts in the right place except for in 1776. And that was because there was a major move of reaffirmation of Christian thoughts and ideals.
Oh, here we go again.
Not every founding father was a Christian.
You're right. The vast majority of the founding fathers, before you go on, the vast majority of the founding fathers were deists, though at least the big ones.
Thomas Jefferson.
People that didn't believe in Jesus Christ.
I mean, you can rewrite history the way you want it, but the point is, they respected Christian principles and ideas. And when people fail to respect each other, and they have selfish motives, any revolution or change in government policy will just end up in a more selfish government, looking to feed itself instead of its friends and neighbors and fellow citizens. As the Christian faith says, you know, do unto your neighbors as you want done unto you. Do these to the least of these. Treat your enemy as your brother. And those principles are absent anywhere in any doctrine, any theology, any government, any form of philosophy in the world except for in the Christian philosophy.
So if somebody wants to be something besides a Christian in our new, better United States, should they be allowed to do that?
Well, what did our founding fathers say?
They said that they could, right? It's a freedom of religion.
Right, because the Christian ideology or faith or religion or belief or philosophy, however you want to put it, is inclusive, not declusive. It includes everybody. It includes Native Americans. It includes...
That's not what I heard today. There was a Christian lady. Hold on, Mark.
When
there was
I hear
a Christian,
the Christianity talk, that sounds very exclusive.
There was
to
a
me.
Christian lady that talked at the Tea Party today, and she said she thinks the Muslims should go home. That didn't sound very inclusive.
again, education, experience.
She's a Christian.
How about the only way to, you know, the only way to heaven is through Christ? I hear that kind of thing. That sounds exclusive.
That's not exclusive.
Sure it is. In there's no other way except this one. That's exclusive.
My only way from here to New Hampshire is on a road straight to you guys.
There are plenty of roads
to
New Hampshire.
Drive towards China. I'll never get to you.
You can go the direction of China and then get around all the way around and get to New Hampshire.
That's a long ways around, right?
It doesn't change the fact that there are other ways to New Hampshire. So lots of roads lead to New Hampshire.
Every road leads to New Hampshire.
Oh, gosh. Look, Mike, let me see if I understand what you're saying here. You're saying that the New Hampshire Freedom Movement, that the Free State
what
Project...
What you've done
is
you've turned my thought process in that we need to be inclusive, we need to love each other, we need to not be selfish, and you've turned that into a hate towards God, and then you direct it towards me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a Quaker,
man. You got
I'm just telling you.
Going on right now. You're spouting it out flames.
You haven't listened to a word I've said.
You are propagating the myth that this nation was founded on Christian principles, when in fact the founding fathers, many of them were deists.
Founded on Islamic principles?
Oh, because it's not Christian, it's Islamic.
Can I point something out here? Just one moment. Between the both of hold on a second here, Mike. Let me point something out. Mark, you calm down. Okay, I'm not a Christian. I'm a pantheist. I'm a Quaker. And I have to say that I don't think you even understand what you're talking about. Because when...
Excuse me, sir.
Hang on. Let me run this by you, and then we'll see what you have to say. When they put me in a jail cell for my tenants having a couch in their lawn for a weekend and then I was let out, what I did was I forgave the woman that snitched on me, and I forgive the government bureaucrats for doing what they're doing, and that seems like a very Christian thing to do. It is a very turning of the other cheek sort of thing. I do love my enemies, and I want them to understand what liberty is all about. I don't hate them. I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to bring harm to them or their families or anything like that. So I don't know, really know where you get that from. From what I've seen, this movement here is a very inclusive, very loving movement of people that span the range from a Christian to Muslim, to atheist, to Quaker, to all over the place here in New Hampshire. So what do you have to say to that?
Well, then I would stand corrected, because you just said that unless we're inclusive, unless we treat each other according to Christian principles, we're not going to get anywhere. And you just said you did that.
Thank you for actually listening to what I have to say. I appreciate that, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't know what all the Christian principles are, but I do like the idea of, you know, being peaceful and loving your neighbor and loving your enemies and turning the other cheek. I like all that stuff, but the whole thing about this being a Christian nation and all that's nonsense.
I guess I've got a lot of bitterness as far as it goes towards the average Christian church, and the reason is because I grew up in them. And as far as I can tell, they're a bunch of backbiters. They don't believe the things that they say. And also that Christianity's morphed into something that it never was, that Christ didn't intend. And the vast majority of Christians, that you can't even talk to them about it.
No. One other thing I want to point out that he mentioned a couple times and neither of us jumped on, and he's gone now, obviously, but the selfish thing. The idea that anybody could be selfless, that anybody could be without one's self. It's absolutely absurd, and it doesn't take very long. It doesn't take a lot of digging to understand this. You cannot be selfless. Even the most apparently on their front selfless acts of giving to charities and things like that are inherently selfish things, because the reason you give to charity is not just to help people out, but also to make you feel good. It feels good to help people, and that's okay. It's all right to be selfish. You have to be selfish in order to live another day. If you're not selfish, you wouldn't feed yourself. If you're not selfish, you wouldn't do anything for yourself. But you have to if you want to continue on in this life. If you want to be able to help people, you have to help yourself first. What good are you if you haven't built yourself up to the point where you can then help other people? I don't want help from some homeless guy. He's got nothing to help me with.
I heard a very, very wise phrase, which is everything that everyone does in their entire life, they do in order to make themselves feel better.
Absolutely. Whether it's for money or for love or for
religion or
for whatever
reason.
Whatever. Everything you do is selfish. You can't deny that.
Whether that feeling good is short-term or long-term.
800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free. It's the Independence Day Saturday edition of the show. We are here in the studio taking your calls about anything, as we always are. It's Ian with you tonight.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive for free, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I've used it. It is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. LLCs. Use code FTL if you want to save $10 additional off your order. It's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
All right, let's continue taking your calls about anything. And we'll go to John listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. John. John, Texas, going one?
Yeah, how are you guys doing this Independence Day?
John, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to call and ask how your state project was going, the New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, the government's going to crumble tomorrow, and we're declaring secession, independence. We'll be gone from the United States by the end of the week. Okay, it's not going that well, not that well, but it's going pretty darn well, all things considered. It's the best activist movement for liberty in the world, from what I can tell. We've got hundreds of people that have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. They are getting active in various different areas, from the political to the outside the system to creating media, and, of course, we just came back last week. We were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival at this time, and we had a great time with, again, hundreds of like-minded people. There is no other movement like this, and it's just incredible what it's accomplished in what are essentially its early days. I mean, the Free State Project hasn't even officially begun as far as the official move yet, so all the people that are here now are what's considered early movers, and we've really had a lot of success so far.
So, like, right now, at this point, are y'all, like, getting together in, like, one particular area or county or several counties?
Yes and no.
To some extent, but you know, the state gives charters to towns and counties at its pleasure. The state is in the United States of America. The state is supposed to be the sovereign form of government. As a matter of fact, the United States is a collection of states, and they give a certain amount of power to the federal government. So the state decides whether a town or county or exists, and you really can't manage to make a freedom movement work by collecting in, say, a town or a county.
Oh, I disagree with that. I think you absolutely could make it
That's
work.
Because
what you're talking about is politically.
My town doesn't even have ordinances.
What
all right?
you're talking about, Mark, is you don't believe you can make it work politically because the state could pull it. If you took over a town, that the state could just pull the township and add it to something else. But I think that, yes, you could make it work if you had enough concentration in one area. And that's generally the concept behind the New Hampshire, the idea of just moving to New Hampshire, period. But I think having concentration in a more defined area in New Hampshire is also valuable, because eventually you could just have people declare their own independence and say, screw you to the federal government. What are you going to do about it? We've got a few thousand people here. You're going to arrest us all? I think that there is strength in numbers. And so to answer your question, John, I would say that no, there's no particular area that is more popular than any other, but there are a few that are kind of vying for movers. I would say that the Keene area in which we live is one of the more popular ones, where kind of more outside the system types are attracted, though we're starting to see some more political people coming here to the Keene area. Of course, the real hardcore politicos are moving up to Concord, which is, of course, the capital of New Hampshire, and that way they have easy access to the state house and things like that. And then Manchester, of course, is the biggest city, if you want to call it that, 100,000 people. Manchester is the biggest area, so naturally it's attracting a good mix of a variety of different activists. So there's some hot spots, and even Grafton right now, the kind of a little teeny little town with like 1,500 people. They're having the Burning Porcupine Festival up there this weekend, where activists are getting together and camping out and enjoying one another's company. And I would say Grafton has the highest per capita activist per regular people ratio than any other place in the state of New Hampshire. So there's a lot of choices.
I guess what I was saying, like if you were concentrating in a particular county or something like that, that you would get enough people in there that then you could become, a political power within the, and be able to, if you will, slide people into city councils, county commissioners, judges, and that type of situation where you wouldn't have a establishment. You know, here you have all these activists moving in, but you have an establishment, if I can use that term, government, you know, who's looking at pounding on people when they get out of line. I guess that case of that young man who got thrown in jail for videoing the lobby of the courthouse or something like that, and, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Unfortunately, judges in New Hampshire are appointed by the governor. So it is, as Mark was saying, it's a very top-down kind of governance in New Hampshire.
And that's one of the reasons they picked that the Free State Project picked a very low-populated state. And unfortunately, in the case of New Hampshire, it's a it's a pretty small state geographically, so it isn't too far to travel. But that you really don't have to take over a government. The town I live in, I've got the ordinances at my house. There are 33 pages of them.
Grafton has no zoning whatsoever.
That's true.
You can move to a place in New Hampshire that is very, very small government already. That said, the reason I chose to move to Keene, which is the highest tax rate of all of New Hampshire, was because I understood that I was interested in a challenge. I didn't come here for a cakewalk. And, of course, I think most activists know that this is not going to be a cakewalk anyway. They slice the activism.
Most of them rent.
There's a lot to do here in New Hampshire. And wherever you end up, there are activists that are already there and more are coming soon. I highly recommend you visit freestateproject.org, head over into the forums in there and poke around and see what you can learn. Thanks for your interest. Any other thoughts?
I was just saying it's unfortunate the economy took such a downturn while you're trying to get this project going, because I know that's probably making it more challenging.
I suppose for somebody that's out there...
There's more jobs in New Hampshire than there are in most states, so...
It's a healthy economy up here compared to a lot of the rest of the country up here because of the smaller government. I mean, New Hampshire has a per regular people to bureaucrat ratio, the smallest bureaucrat ratio of all of the 50 states, I believe. So
New Hampshire's superlative on a lot of lists.
Yeah, it counts. It's one of the healthiest...
Texas, go ahead. It was interesting that when Governor Rick Perry jumped up and... was kind of yapping about, maybe secession and sedition, and he actually said it, and it was like, oh my God, but then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, he said that, why is he saying that, because I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him.
Right, he's just pandering, like any politician would. I mean, he's in front of a crowd. That was at one of the Tea Party things, so he was in front of a crowd that would have, really liked him for saying something like that. So like any politician, he says what he says what's going to get him friends. That's what politicians do. I agree with you. Don't trust him.
No, because, if he lands on his head, he just bounces off.
Thanks, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and definitely keep your eyes on what's happening here in New Hampshire. There's a lot of excitement. Of course, some of the best ways to get connected are online. Obviously, you're going to hear a lot if you listen to Free Talk Live over time about what's happening here. But the best way to get plugged in is to go to obscuretruth.com, ridleyreport.com. Those are two great video websites that will kind of give you windows into the world of activism here. nhfree.com, there's a forum there. forum.freekeen.com will give you kind of a window into what's happening here in Keene. Of course, freekeen.com is a site that I'm a blogger on, and there's a lot of video and audio and fun stuff there. More on the way. You bring up anything, the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today. Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live. It's the Independence Day edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is also, by the way, the Saturday edition of the show, and we are here live talking to you about anything.
RepublicMagazine.tv. Are you missing the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. You can get a free digital copy now online or order a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv, or you can call 800-873-1620. It's 800-873-1620.
All right. Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We've got archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just go and click and download. In fact, they go back for an entire year. You'll get them free at freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls about absolutely anything. And talk to Brian, listening to WFLA in Florida. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I want to first thank you for sharing our celebration of independence with us online. I'd like to remind everybody, this isn't a day that it was granted or given or gained. It's a day we took independence.
Yes, indeed. A declaration of independence, which I think is, I think we're long overdue for another one, don't you?
I see it coming, and I see it coming faster and faster every day. And that's actually part of what I wanted to touch with you guys, is that, you know, here in Florida, you know, I've run for public office. I've actually been blessed to serve the people of Broward County in a few capacities. And, you know, trying to implement smaller government and more sensible government here has left me and a lot of other friends who've done the same as I in a position where the retaliation is just insane.
What kind of retaliation? What do you mean?
Well, for instance, I ran for city council in Plantation, Florida.
Okay.
5 years ago, and 6 months after the race, and I did not win that race,
mm-hmm.
but 6 months after the race, I had code enforcement looking at every little detail of my house. And I hear these stories so consistently, sometimes I'm like, okay, well, maybe the side of my house was a little messy, so they wrote me up for the side of my house. Okay, so they went after me a little bit for this, but I hear the story from many other people, and not just in our city, but in all of our urban cities here. It's a tactic that they seem comfortable with.
Absolutely. This is not uncommon. It's not just a Florida thing. It happens all over the place where if somebody somebody is running in a political election and they possibly are a threat to the establishment, then the good old boys network kicks into high gear and they will do whatever it takes to scare you from continuing down that path. And it sounds to me like they were definitely coming after you.
It definitely seemed like that. And what I've chosen to do is take the idealism that I carry and apply it in the free market. And my wife and I have opened our own business, and we support other small business owners and entrepreneurs. And, of course, in the recent turns in the market, I've found it really beneficial to identify with my customers, helping them to join in the network and providing folks introductions for jobs and perhaps introductions for collaborations. And it's been very rewarding. One of the things I wanted to touch with you guys is, as a business owner, and I provide a weekly service to folks, is how to incorporate, currency and barter exchanges in a way that won't get me in trouble or won't get me raided for using Liberty dollars or things like that. And I'm very interested in the event of a collapse of how the government wants to manage things, that me and my neighbors can care for one another still.
It's a good question. So you're concerned in that if you bring Liberty dollars, which are an alternative form of currency that is actually real silver, real gold, value-backed currency, that if you begin doing too much business, that you'd be targeted by, like, the feds or something?
Correct.
It's a legitimate concern, considering the Liberty Dollar home office was raided back in November of 2007, but there have been no further raids or attacks.
And nobody who has accepted the Liberty Dollars has been given any problems at all, or anyone who has used them. It's only the organization itself. So you can, for your products and services, you can accept anything you want. So that there's nothing, I don't think, that the federal government can do to you there.
Yeah.
And as long as you're exchanging Liberty Dollars with people, and these are, real silver, as long as you're exchanging them and people understand what you're doing, you're not trying to pass them off. Ian, you used to give a business card every time you paid with them so that if anybody had any problem with their bank or whatever, you'll come back and buy them.
Sure, that was me as a user of giving him two businesses. He's talking about running it from a business side. And
sure, so he can accept them and
give him his change, perhaps,
sure.
As well.
Also, there's an organization called the Open Currency Exchange that uses Liberty Dollars and several other types of silver value-backed currencies that in a barter situation where you can kind of move between the barter exchanges and the silver currency kind of fluidly.
And the name of that again, you said it was Open Currency?
Open Currency Exchange.
Okay.
I think it's American.
I thought it was the American Open Currency Standard.
American Open
AOCS.
Currency. Yep, you're right.
Did you get that, Brian?
I'm writing it down. Thank you so much. And, that's why I kind of wanted to hear how your experiences went in terms of when you bring into the community. Because I have yet to come across a retailer who offers alternative currencies.
Most of them hadn't thought about it yet. There are alternative currencies out there, and most of them are essentially coupons that you buy and can exchange for a higher value or whatever. But a lot of local retailers will use these kind of things if they understand them. And if you can do business with the business owner, I think that you can pretty easily convince them that to take silver, which is at something like $17-18 an ounce right now, in exchange for pretty flat rate.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm encouraged to hear that this is a common tactic, as I'm starting to find more and more folks locally where it's happening and realizing that I'm not alone here with them coming after. My house has to be perfect now or they're going to hang me.
Well, at some point it may be worthwhile, if you're looking at doing more of the political thing, to bring a little bit of attention to yourself by refusing to go along with their demands. I mean, if they just keep coming along and putting hoops up for you to jump through, at some point I would think you'd get tired of doing that and just, put your foot down and say, this is absurd. Stop this. Go ahead and put me in jail. Force the taxpayers to pay however many thousands of dollars to put me in a jail cell. If you have the ability to go through something like that, it could be a pretty powerful statement.
And it's definitely a step to be taken.
Something to think about. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Good luck. And let us know how the silver thing at your business works out. I hope it does for you. I think that the folks over at the Liberty Dollar would say that offering silver as change to your customers or being able to take silver as an alternative payment option could really help bring you some, could really build a kind of a community, could help bring you new customers or at least keep your customers more loyal to your business, because that's real value that you're handing out to people. That's
not to
great.
Mention it's just another service. I remember I was at a store in Italy in 1998 or something like that, and I paid in dollars because I didn't have any lira on me at the time, and they offered me change in either lira or dollars. They had both on hand, mm-hmm. and they just made, hey, would you like the change in lira or would you like the change in dollars?
Choices are good.
I took the change in lira at the time because I figured I'd be in Italy for a few more days. I'd be able to spend it. And I loved all those zeros that they had on them.
Let's go to ladies first. Carmen in Florida, listening to WFLA. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Carmen.
Nice to talk to you.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, listen, have you ever heard about the plight of the Notch babies?
Do you
know what a Notch baby is?
No idea.
No, we have some Notches here in New Hampshire, but they're like a mountain range. What are the Notch babies?
No. Wait a minute. These are military people that serve in the war, World War II.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You know, when the Social Security was established, the Social Security? Now, people, military people, they were born from 1920 to 1926, they were cheated out of something. I mean, they gave them a Social Security, but not what they were supposed to get. So they kept saying, as the years went by, the Notch babies, they're going to receive some money. I'm not interested in the money. What I'm interested in, there's about 3 million of them.
And I want you to tell me more about this in a moment, Carmen. We'll bring you back. 800-259. Hang on. We'll bring you back. All right. 800-259-9231. I'm nailed to the clock. There's nothing I can do. Carmen, more with her, and we'll find out more about the Notch babies, whatever that is. That sounds like a baby's born between a certain year period. But we'll find out more. Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother. You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. the public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Independence Day edition of the program. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And the toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Carmen is still with us. Carmen, listening to WFLA in Florida. And you, what you're talking about are the Notch babies. And as I understand it, they're a set of people that were born between certain years. Is that right, Carmen?
1920, 1926.
And the government, you're saying there's something about Social Security that went on within the, with these particular people?
Yeah.
Can you explain that
these
a little more
people,
for me?
Wait a minute. These people were military people, you know? And they're supposed to get like $5,000. You know, I don't express myself too well. This is the first time that I've been on
That's
talk
okay.
show.
That's all right.
And
it's
then
just us.
What's the word? I speak Spanish too, and I get confused. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, see what it is. I remember my husband spent 31 years in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And every so often he'd say, oh, he would talk about the Notch babies, and he used to tell me I'm one. My husband was born in 1920, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. When were you born, Carmen? You were born in 26?
He joined the Army because at that time the Air Force was called Army or something.
Yeah, it was under the Army, it was the Air Corps.
Listen, well, anyway, I used to hear every so often, and I forgot about it. He died 9 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
So I was thinking about this thing because I've been getting letters from a committee that they're trying to, help the Notch babies and the dependents. And, anyway, they keep saying, in order for us to do this, because we got so many people, congressmen, and they not name all these people, they're interested in it. And I keep thinking, why are they doing it now? Why did they forget these people?
That's a good question, Carmen, and I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Why are they doing it now? Well, first of all, I don't know if they're doing anything. It sounds to me like you're getting letters from a group of people that wants to do something, so whether or not anything will actually end up happening is another question. It sounds to me like she believes that they owe her more because of this whole Notch baby thing, some sort of, you read me something from Wikipedia, Mark. It's like they messed up the calculations on Social Security for a certain period of years, and then they had to fix it, and then they did something to Anyway, there was a lot of money.
The explanation didn't have anything to do with military. I don't know whether there's some other Notch babies out there. I'm not going to. I don't know.
But the fact is the government can make promises to you and break them with impunity.
Yeah.
That's what you need to understand. Anybody, whether you're a Notch baby or you were born yesterday, everybody needs to understand that the government doesn't care about you. And that anything that they promise you, they can go back on their word later on down the line. So whether it's taking care of the military veterans or taking care of the Notch babies or whoever it is, if they just decide, you know, we don't really feel like honoring our agreement, there's not a darn thing you can do about
it. Right. They're a bunch of crooks. And let me tell you why. Bernie Madoff, they just put him in prison for 150 years, 80-year-old man.
Ponzi scheme, they call
it. Running a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
What is a Ponzi scheme? Everybody's calling it a Ponzi scheme. They don't know. They just know that it's crooked. Here's what a Ponzi scheme is. You get people to give you money. You say that you're giving them whatever percent, say 12-15% interest on their money, and they can have it back anytime they want, and you get as many people to give you money as possible. And when people take money out, you give them whatever they're supposed to get, but you just keep on getting more and more money.
And it becomes very top heavy.
Yeah. It continues to work until you don't have enough money to pay out the people who are asking for it. If they think they're getting all this money, they're going to keep money with you, so they won't ask for a payout. That's what Social Security is.
Exactly.
Social Security is the largest Ponzi scheme in the world. Now, why are we putting the politicians in prison for 150 years?
Because they run the prisons.
Because they're the government, and they do what they want.
Yep.
You know, and they say that the only people that are exempt from Social Security are pastors. It's not true. I work for myself, and I don't pay Social Security, and I've never heard of anybody going to prison for not paying Social
Security.
Nor
have I. I don't pay Social Security either.
If you're paying Social Security, it's unfortunate. You're likely working if you're working for yourself, you're paying Social Security for no good reason at all. But if you're working for somebody else, I don't know how you're going to get out of it, but it's just a big waste of money. When I'm old enough to get Social Security, it's not going to be enough to buy the dog food.
That's if the federal government's still around at that time.
Yep.
All right. So don't count on the feds to do anything they tell you they're going to do. Let's get to count on yourself. You can only rely on you and maybe your loved ones.
Save your money.
But beyond that, that's it. All right. So let's go to your calls about whatever you want. Talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was at the Tea Party in Philadelphia today with Stefan Molyneux and Larkin Rose.
Stefan Molyneux made an appearance at a tea party?
Well, it was actually called a re-tea party.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tea party before it, you know, one of the mainstream types.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, about 30, 45 minutes later, they had what's called a re-tea party with four speakers. Larkin Rose, you know him?
Yes, anti-tax, or rather tax freedom advocate Larkin Rose, he's a heroic guy.
Correct. And then Stefan Molyneux, a guy named Walter Reddy, and then the last speaker, whom I wasn't there for, was to be Michael Bednarik. And Michael Bednarik actually was the last speaker at the Tea Party, and then he was also going to speak at the Re-Tea Party.
Okay, and so what about it?
Well, it was good. It was good. I'm sure. I'm surprised. I checked the internet tonight. It has not been posted to YouTube yet, but I'm sure it will be pretty soon. There was a pretty good crowd there, about maybe 200 people or so.
So
not as large as the mainstream Tea Party, but still a pretty good crowd there.
I think that's great news that that the Liberty people are out there organizing their own competing Tea Party events. So anything that you wanted to highlight from it, or just calling to say it was fun.
Yeah, and then also, I don't know if you know, tomorrow Stefan Molyneux is going to be debating Michael Bednarik in one of the universities in Philadelphia.
That should be awesome.
That'll be fireworks in its own right.
Yeah, the topic is going to be how much government is necessary.
Who is behind this? Who's putting this together?
You know, I'm not sure. I have a flyer that I picked up from it, but I don't have it right at hand. So I don't know.
If you find out, let us know, because it sounds like something like once the video of this does hit the internet, it sounds like it'll be something our audience will be interested in.
Yeah, yeah. And then I also, by the way, I saw a guy wearing a Free State Project T-shirt there.
Excellent. Very good, sir. So, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's one thing that the Tea Parties are good for. is an outreach opportunity for liberty-minded people. These are people with at least a somewhat open mind. They're certainly disinterested in the federal government at this time. So there's no better time for you to reach out to them, whether it's with Free Talk Live flyers or with Free State Project information, or as we did here in Keene, we did with our Free Keene flyers, and actually there were some anarchists there with their flyers as well. So let's continue with your calls about whatever you want. Keith is listening in Barrie at WSNO. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Testing.
You are on the air, Keith. What's on your mind tonight?
I got an interesting family tree.
Okay.
Yeah, my mother's matrilineal side is French-Canadian because she grew up in a hardworking farming community in French Canada. And then a couple years later, she moved with some relatives over to Vermont, and she learned English in order to become an American.
Okay.
And then she married my father, who did some military service overseas. And when I was growing up, when I went to school, I wanted to learn the language of my mother's side of the family. So I took a class in the Parisian dialect of French language in order to earn credits for graduation from school.
Yeah.
And my mom used to puzzle over the words because she grew up speaking Canadian dialect of French, which is a slangier dialect than the metropolitan French they speak over in Europe.
Okay.
So did you call to tell us about your family history tonight?
Grammar, if you don't mind.
What about grammar? What?
Grammar, the two different versions of the French language. Like if you go to French Canada over the border from here in Vermont and use the word Lichard for the word for automobile.
That's not a naughty word, is it, Keith?
Yeah, automobile. It comes from the Latin word carrots for chariot. For chariot.
So there you go. Now you know more about Steve, whoever he is,
his lineage.
His grammar.
Well, at least you can call in about anything.
You really can. Thanks for the call. Hour number three is on the way. 800-259-9231. This is the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.